Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
What happened?
Make America great again.
What it means.
Lifting you up.
What's next?
We're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
Full results and post-election perspective on The Bob Rose Show. The 2024 Election Station. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I want to talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Welcome back and good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing, we had a great night last night. We're doing great.
I've got a question for you right off the bat. Trump wins. RFK Jr., a part of that kid, deserves some credit. But more importantly, this guy was anti-vax. He's very concerned about our food, our food sources, what we allow as, ingredients in a lot of our foods are basically poisonous to us. They're not good. I know you are big into the ag and producing food for not just Floridians, but for Americans in general. What is your take? Will things change? And are you for it?
You know, I first of all, yes, we are. We do try to protect our food source at all costs. I always say we like to have the most safe, affordable, abundant food anywhere in the world. And I am for a lot of the changes that I'm hearing about in our food source. We need a lot more fresh foods. And I do believe that we will make inroads. And it's like any other bureaucracy that you take on over time. There's a lot of powerful forces on each side of these things. But here's the good news. President Trump already had 4 years. He understands this process. He will have a team that will be extremely effective on the first day. And, you know, there's no training wheels on this one. And so I think that President Trump's going to do a lot of things to help American farmers and agriculture. He's going to lift a lot of those federal restrictions that was burdening our agriculture and putting us out of business. And so I think President Trump's going to have a major turnaround from an agricultural perspective. He's going to give us a lot of freedoms. And I hope the first one they do is give us the block grants, about $3 billion of block grants from Hurricane Ian. We need to make our farmers put them back on their feet from the last four hurricanes in the last 13 months.
Yeah, everybody was hit hard. People on the coast were hit hard, but especially hard farmers. And I can tell you, I'm embarrassed to say how much I paid for fresh orange juice recently. I knew it was going to be expensive, but, you know, I don't like the pasteurized stuff. That's basically sugar water in my mind. But I like the real stuff, and I paid a lot for it. Any remedy? Is the citrus industry? I mean, I know they've taken their losses. Where are we at now?
Yeah, no, there is some remedy. I actually just met with Florida's Natural earlier this week. Late last week. And the last 4 or 5 days, they're doing a tremendous job. And there is some hope. And when I say hope, the state is investing more than $50 million a year on helping farmers replant. The reality is, though, is it takes 3 years to get your first substantial crop. And then it really takes 5 to have a decently mature tree, citrus tree. So as we're replanting now, of course, Hurricane Milton took a lot of our fruit off our trees this year.
Mm-hmm.
But as we're replanting now, what you should see, starting in about 3 years from now, you should see a gradual ramp up of fresh from Florida citrus again. There are some things that we're doing in citrus today that is already providing a lot of great fruit for us. and which is called the CUP program, and it's in Dundee. You can look that up. It's called the CUP program. It's under protective covering. They're doing a great job with great results. And our university, University of Florida, the IFA system is developing trees that are resistant to greening and canker. And so the better technology we have, we will bring our citrus industry back to a reasonable level. And to give you some ideas, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we were at 250 million boxes a year of citrus. This year, we were going to have a little over 20 million this year. But because of Hurricane Milton, we now are forecasting somewhere around 15 million again this year, which was the same as last year. So there are a lot of things that are worked in our citrus industry. There's a lot of reason for optimism, but it is going to be multiple years from now before we will see the results of the work we're doing.
Well, at least we're moving in the right direction. And you've talked about it before. I mean, our food supply is related to national security in many ways. Are there any additional concerns or concerns that don't get talked about enough that have to do with, say, I don't know, biowarfare that affects ag and our crops? Is this things that you talk about on a regular basis? And where are we in good shape to kind of defend against that?
It absolutely is a major concern. Biosecurity, I would say all farms now have a biosecurity plan, an ingress, egress, checkpoints to make sure that our food supply is safe. And if you think about, in a terrorist type event, obviously your water supply or your food supply would be major targets. Many things happened after 9/11. To agriculture for security purposes, to make things more safe for us. And, of course, we continue to update those things as we go along. AI is a big help in those areas to detect and to make sure that things are – not only are we using, AI for best management practices, for nutrient load, for water demand and usage, varieties and things of that nature, but we're also using it to detect other things that could be in our food supply that, would be harmful to us. I think we're going to continue to have to be more and more sophisticated. And because the terrorists are more and more sophisticated or people that want to do us harm. And so we are aware of those types of threats. And again, working with, our university partners, University of Florida, IFAS, we have an IFAS office in every county in the state. And so we have farmers on the ground, and it's one of those things that we understand the threat. We're very proud of what we're producing. And that's another reason, by the way, though, Bob, this is important, why we need to make sure we are growing our food here in Florida and in the United States and not depending on foreign food. And, fresh from Florida, we're very proud of that. And so that's why we're continuing this fight, and that's what farmers love to do.
Constantly, it's a battle to produce more food, but to try to do it, as you said, using best practices. I had a guy on recently, lived here for many, many years and really knows his stuff. And there's still concerns about the springs, the quality of the springs. And there's still, what would it be, like a nitrogen type thing that's getting in there, creating a lot of algae. Are we working in the right direction? Because a lot of that, or at least it used to be ag runoff. What's your take on that?
And that, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. That is very important. There was a study, I think it was FGCU, just did a major study that nitrogen, the vast majority of the nitrogen that's going into our spring sheds or watershed, they is from septic systems. And so agriculture is a very small percentage of that runoff. The difference is that we have some people in our communities that want to point the finger at agriculture, that want to put agriculture out of business. They believe to be net zero by 2035 or 2050, that you have to eliminate about half of your agriculture. And like I've asked those people, hey, just identify which countries are going to starve to death, right? But no, you've got a lot of misinformation out there about agriculture. And it doesn't mean that agriculture does not have to continue to do its part. We do, using best management practices. We have reduced water demand from agriculture, in some cases up to 80% on most of our crops. We have reduced fertilizer demand 30 to 50%. And we've, in the last 5 years, we've had the University of Florida do studies for us to say, what is the right amount of phosphorus and nitrogen on these types of crops, whether it was citrus or row crops, you know, the peanuts, just go down the list of our crops here in Florida. So you, working with a science-based system in our universities, we are making sure that, first of all, our best management practice manuals are up to date. I'm going to, for the first time in, I think, 15 years, we're going to have all of our best management practices manuals updated by the first of the year, which is a major feat. I'm very proud of our team there at the department. And farmers are very concerned and are using best management practices to reduce our nutrient loads. And what we need is we need people in the community, and most people do, by the way. The vast majority of Floridians trust their farmers. If there's just these few extremists that want to always point the finger at farmers, and it's not always about our nutrient load. It's they just want to put us out of business because they think that, you know, again, about 30 to 40% of us have to go out of business to make a net zero by 2050.
Yeah, the planet will be safe. The rest of us will starve to death. It'll all turn out okay.
That's right. Well, hey, and I told them there's going to be another billion people living here in 20 years. Who's going to feed them? And I guess they, you know, fake meat and all the things, I guess. But anyways, we're not going to do that here in Florida. We're going to protect our food supply, and they'll have to go to other states with that.
Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, always appreciate the time. Look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.